to take off their cane, they're not ordered to control that. From a kind of distance on that, when Arsenal have got enough body factor to deal with it, William Pickford has actually got close to the halfway line now. This is Fabregas, midway inside the Arsenal half. It's Stanovic on the right hand side, low cross, bouncing in front of. It was back there to Kiselny, and then it ricochets way up into the air, but Petrovic comes down and commands the air work. What we've seen him do for 11 years at Chelsea, but here he is now doing it for his new team, Arsenal. So two changes for Mourinho, Falcao who came on in half time, Oscar who has come on early in the second half, and Arsenal still with the 11 who started again. Just for us, looking to find up, say, Chamberlain and Chancellor, using all experience there to keep the ball in play around the pass from the Chelsea fans as he gives it to Aston Equeta, who then duly runs it straight out of play. And that's one for sometimes. 1-0 the scoreline. Throw in for us.
Ellery.
Down to Basel. No room to operate there at all. Just going to just now this is opportunity. Just on. Also gets back to try and tackle in. Here he comes. Oscar shoots low and wide. From the Brazilian. Out of all the midfielders at Chelsea trying their ranks, I think Oscar's definitely one that's used his position in the whole best. He's more clinical and nice to get shots off, and you know, it was a nice bit of play from him. He's showing good awareness. Coughlin was, he had him in his sights, he was thinking about the big tackle, but you know, Oscar saw it coming, cut inside, and that's a decent shot. It's Oscar who scored twice against Arsenal from the season before last, which was the infamous 6-0 game at Stamford Bridge. What's going on, Pat Nevin on this? Oscar to change in Chelsea's shape and disorder.
Well, in spite of one of my favourite players, I think he's very underrated. I think he's had a very important player for Chelsea this season.
But he's also brilliant because he's kept moving the ball. And we said for the first half, it was too far through that midfield. Well, he will move it quicker.
And also,
he has a fabulous understanding. He wouldn't touch with Hyder. He's moving Hyder more into the game.
Seems like he's been around for ages, Oscar.
He's only 23 years of age, and turned 24 in September. In the game so far, Chelsea have had 5 has been on target. And I guess, you know, Diego Costa in the game, they are a different proposition, Chelsea. And Mourinho will know, given his history of injuries, he can't rely on him Costa every week.
Both teams are a completely different proposition. I mean, if Arsenal have got Alexis Sanchez in the team, I mean, he offers them, you know, a world of different opportunities.
And obviously, it's the same when it comes to Diego Costa at the Chelsea, but, they haven't got him. And, you know, you're now seeing kind of the depth of their ranks and where they've been
talking. And with the attempts of getting a
tackle, we only have 3 attempts of goal, but 2 of those have been on target. For our fault, attacking position down the left hand side, and this is Manuel Alba with this. It's sort of like a Spider-Man costume. It's red and white, and it's got a black web sort of etched around it. And the throw-in is taken, and Walcott across the edge of the penalty area. And he tries a little reverse pass, which very nearly comes off. But Chelsea are organised back there, and they're able to clear away. Who is it picking up the pieces for Arsenal? We've been doing that all afternoon. Behind him, and here he is playing an official day here for Arsenal against his old team Chelsea. With Gary Cahill, low ball into midfield to Matic. A reminder of that statistic that Arsene Wenger has never won a game against Jose Mourinho. He's today to be the best. Great Chamberlain's goal separates them here on 5-5 and the World Series from the BBC. He's so dangerous, if he's winning, and he delivers it right on the money. Here comes Chelsea. Williams, trying to pick out Oscar on the left-hand side. It builds into the path of Fabregas. Now he picks out Oscar. Bellerin tries to get close. Here's the cross. Oh, Falcao was hoping he would come through to him. Chelsea just got there too. Falcao is picking up decent positions here.
Chelsea
are close to finding him. Chelsea hold on to position.
They're retreating to their own half. The Chelsea fans pounding their voice increasingly as the game continues here. It is 5 miles to the BBC. 1-0 to Arsenal still. Fabregas. On to Willian. So he cracked it a shot and just showing he got his body in the way. Jermaine Gina.
Well, the thing is, he wants to get minutes into his players. You know that it's obviously a game before the season actually starts, but I'm very surprised that he's not looking to change this at the minute, because there is this wave and wave after attack from Chelsea.
Not many shots, there's a chance. Here is a chance.
Chelsea over the top. Finally fell to Eden Hazard, and he couldn't keep it down. Chelsea's best two chances of the game. They've both been too high.
Yeah, they keep coming, and it was a decent ball into Hazard, but I mean, I have to say, Lauren Koscielny did so well just to get back and forth any sort of pressure onto Hazard. I think, there you go, Oscar, the ball into Hazard.
Should have probably done better, but fair play to Koscielny. It's a good ball, so I think it was Fabregas who played the ball through, and it was put over the top by Eden Hazard. He had a chance to control it, then take a touch.
It's such a perfect play surface, surely not a bubble, but it was almost like a bubble because he got his foot in underneath it, Eden Hazard. And that is a let-off for Arsenal. They still lead 1-0. We've played over an hour at Wembley. Koscielny's having a good game at the back for Arsenal. Matic wins a header here in the centre circle. Now Falcao traps it with his right foot, lays it off to Willian. Now Eden Hazard growing into the game, it seems. Willian once again into Falcao. Oh, he just collides. The Colombian, and it's a free kick out to Arsenal.
I don't know what it was. I think
he's on
the floor, I think, by the looks of it. But yeah, he's given the free kick
again. Chelsea asking more questions, probing into those on defence, but
that was the only chance that we had before.
The Hazard one. So he's just a nice run, though. I like the way his movement has been good since he came on.
Well, I remember talking at the end of the season to some Manchester United fans who've been to, you know, all the home games during the season, and they were saying that they thought Falcao did actually make good runs,
yeah, but there wasn't that through pass that a Fabregas type player will provide. It was either on top of the top, sort of towards Fellaini kind of ball, or it was out wide to Valencia, and not those little intricate through balls for Falcao. So maybe he'll benefit by receiving them at Chelsea.
He'll definitely benefit from having a Fabregas in the midfield, I'll tell you that.
Throw-in for Arsenal. Attacking position on the left. Mesut Ozil from Liberia. And a substitution has been prepared for Arsenal. And it's striker Olivier Giroud is being prepared to come on.
So will he replace Walcott? Or will it be something else? Here is Cazorla. Again, they're a little bit too intricate. Arsenal on the edge of the penalty area. The ball is taken away. Bellerin gets it back again. Nice little stuck over by Oxlade-Chamberlain. Aspilicueta is getting close to it. Chamberlain with a 15 on his back. Ramsey, football towards the top post, but there's no one there, and that's going to trickle towards the touchline. Willian comes across, keeps it at play, comes back into his penalty, and then very un-Brazilian-like, he just gives it an old tempo,
welly away, and Willian pumps it out into the Arsenal
half. Yeah, I think that was a good ball from Aaron Ramsey. He didn't look...
Five Rights Premier League preview show. That's an open wheel looking like you guys. Here come Arsenal on the left hand side. It's Provacic. Oh, he's only got two shots in the game. Both of these shots. That's two touches in the game. Both of these shots. This one came off Ricketts. And Ricketts went away. He hit that with a lot of power. Here come Arsenal again. Ozil wide on the left.
He's got a good ball to Ramsey.
That's a measure of Ozil. I don't think he was expecting it. Up to the halfway line, in front of sunshine, who's got legs spinning away underneath him as he sets off down the left wing, off the back infield, and hammers the foul on the edge of the penalty area, and it's a free kick at Chelsea for the foul on Eden Hazard.
Yeah, that game's got a little bit stretched,
a bit more stretched now in the second half, and you know, Chelsea can capitalise on the space that they've got in that midfield area. I think it's kind of picked up on
them. It's more than half of what I can see, but
Ian wanted to book him, but he's going to have to be a bit more careful now.
Yeah. Yellow card for Francis Coquelin, who's been one of Arsenal's best performers in the game.
And this looks very inviting for a right-footed player.
Petr Cech, I'm sure Oscar would have stood in front of the training so many times over the years and taken shots of it to the distance. Goes across to the post on his right-hand side. Cech to the wall is in the right position. Then he goes back to stand on the left-hand side of his goal.
And what will Oscar do here? Will he try to dink it over the wall? Will he try to blast it with power? Surely he's going to go with a shot from here.
1-0 Arsenal to Wembley. The Community Shield. Stanovic has gone and is standing right in front of Petr Cech. He's standing right in front of the goalkeeper, blocking his vision through to the ball. He's standing as if it's slowly coming over to it. Oscar, the beard, Luther, he goes his way.
Just put it on for Stoppard.
clear away here by Oxley Chamberlain.
He's quite casual. He does a step over, but he knows what he's doing. Holds it on to Bellerin. And Arsenal from a tight situation.
Small loser on the hand for that. Chosen.
I think that was a threat to Arsenal. And that goes into a Chelsea club. Mourinho stands in the issue of technical area, hands on the hips. And it's not a
particularly happy figure at the moment.
He's down in the technical area. And Victor Moses has gone for one. Taken off his tracks, he's probably going for a run down the touchline. Moses has been out on loan. And I wonder if he will stay around the country. Could he be out on loan again by the end of the transfer window? Let's see. Here is Fabregas for Arsenal. Hazard. Back to
Olivier Giroud, Chelsea in possession. Matic, the ball down on the deck. And you just shoot up any team that's got a foul.
On the penalty area, wonderful change of direction, passes short, Flipper Bradford, it's straight up in the air, the two Arsenal players collide, and eventually, Nacho Monreal gets a big left foot in it, and clears it over the half.
Jermaine, I think one of the main reasons why Kishoni's been so well,
to the byline on the left, he twists one way, then the other, he's got around Ballerone, it's a good low cross, but he couldn't quite pick out William, and so he
at that time on the edge of the team. It's surrounded by Chupin, that's a clever back heel to Matic. Chelsea showing us his party pieces now. Here comes the ball, some of it is behind Falcao, and it just won't fall for the Colombian, and Chelsea straight away by a goal to nil at Wembley. They have possession on the attack. It is Zuma, Kurt Zuma, with a bright orange boot. Here's the cross, throwing himself at it, was but he couldn't get the firm header, and Arsenal were able to clear it away.
And Kieran Gibbs will come on, not in place of Nacho Monreal at left back. He's going to replace Peter Rose.
Just to give some support in front of Nacho Monreal. And the other change that we signposted to you is that
Victor Moses,
still didn't see Victor Moses in a Chelsea shirt, close to Fran Terry. First he's going to go to
the bathroom for
Moses is a wing back and William is a wing back, which is
there is Falcao. This is a penalty area. Didn't quite get it under his control with the first touch, and then
he's going to the edge of the and he will both and
he'll take his time over. I don't know whether it's something that maybe have worked on in pre-season as an option to for other teams that maybe are going to try and counteract the way they play.
Dropping back in between Kale and Zuma and Marshall coming in the attack. Here's a ball by Monreal, looking for Gibbs down the left-hand front. Will Gibbs have played on the byline? It's gone out.
He got across, but the ball had already gone out. That is a goal kick for Chelsea, who are now running out of time. 7.5 minutes.
Normal time to go.
Are Arsenal going to win the Community Shield for a second year in a row?
Is Arsene Wenger going to beat Jose Mourinho?
You know, defensively they're looking
pretty strong. They've opened up a couple of times today, but you know, I think that partnership between Mertesacker, Koscielny and Cech is
looking good.
Well, Cech could well be a pivotal
deciding factor in this year's Premier League, couldn't he?
And is he the missing piece? Coquelin.
Both
two things
going to
turn Arsenal from, you know,
obviously a talented team, but is it a solid team?
And that's
a big, big question.
It's definitely going to improve them.
100%. We've seen the impact that Francis Coquelin has had on this side. And, you know, we'll talk about a World Cup goalkeeper
in front of Chelsea. He made it so clear he wasn't happy with the situation of Chelsea going to a Premier League. I think it's just an insight into the mind of Roman Abramovich, a guy who we know so little about how he thinks. But maybe, though, this player, he's been able to make how much money, and he's such a, you know, business
sustainer.
I think he was, you know, like I said, such a loyal servant.
Kind of wasted a whole year of his career sitting on the bench. You know, you to go, and maybe there was some being a place that said, look, you know, we'll allow you to go next year to
you want to go and play your football. Mm-hmm. Will Petacek be getting his hands on silverware in about 5 minutes' time?
From about a week his Arsenal career is beating his former team Chelsea. It's a corner to Arsenal, it's swung in. Petacek with a little head around. The Chelsea is such a good goal. Let's not forget that it's because this other guy is so good that he's been allowed to leave as well. And Courtois relieved so much pressure there and walloped the ball down the floor. And that'll be a throw-in, attacking throw-in for Chelsea, who has now got
a reminder.
It's because he crossed and not
extra time on the sideline. Strange.
Penalty shootout.
Chelsea have already had two shootouts in preseason and they've won them.
Throw in, take a
battle glass, back against the out.